This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It is Monday, June 6th, 2011. Earlier this spring on Ozarks, Ithi Agnihotri-Madolkar reported on research at the University of Arkansas surrounding the age of rocks and minerals. She talked to Dr. Fongxin Tong about his work using a new approach to solve mysteries about the cooling of very old geological properties. That work has earned him a career award from the National Science Foundation of more than $450,000. The university issued a press release this morning about the award. This is how Dr. Tong described some of his research in Ithi's report this spring.
When you go to a bakery, so you will see all kinds of breads and cakes. They look so different, and I'm pretty sure they taste so different. So why is that? Two reasons are very important. At which temperature the cake was baked, and how long the cake was baked at that temperature. For example, if you put the ingredients in the oven at 50 degrees, and we know it's not going to work regardless of how long you bake it. And the same is true if you bake it at very high temperature, but you only bake it like for 1 minute, it's not going to work either.
Instead of cakes in the oven, Dr. Tong's research uses isotopes to determine how different rocks and minerals cooled millions of years ago. The NSF award will allow him to support one doctoral student for 5 years, one master's student for 2 years, and allow him to focus on the research more and be concerned less with raising money for the research for the 5-year period of the award. He's been part of the faculty at the University of Arkansas since 2008. The United States Marshals Museum project in Fort Smith is somewhat closer to its $50 million fundraising goal after an anonymous gift of $1 million was announced late last week. Jim Dunn, the executive director of the U.S. Marshals Museum, says the gift is significant for many reasons.
We have still a long way to go, but this indicates to others that we are serious, that we are making progress, and that the project is going to happen. And so people like to be a part of a successful project, and this indicates that that's what's happening now. So it is good at several different levels for us. So, as I have said before, we're on cloud nine, and we hope to get more of these in the coming weeks and months.
Focus campaigns to raise money regionally and nationally are planned. In addition, there have been recent donations of important items for eventual display at the museum made in the past few months. Tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, a conversation with Jim Dunn about the progress at the museum. The season is over for the Arkansas Razorback baseball team. Arkansas lost to Arizona State last night 13-4 in Tempe to end the season at the NCAA Tournament Regional. The Razorbacks had made it to last night's game with a win over Charlotte earlier yesterday. Arkansas ends the season with a record of 40-22. Arizona State will play the winner of this afternoon's game between Texas and Kent State in next weekend's Super Regional Round.